with a now former Erie County Department head facing Rape and Criminal Sex Act charges in an alleged encounter with a subordinate. Some members of the legislature want to know how many harassment cases, sexual or non-sexual, were lodged against the county in recent years. A proposal under discussion during a legislature committee meeting Thursday would require the county executive prepare a report disclosing that information. Testifying before the committee was first Assistant County Attorney Michelle Parker, who said there have been no harassment settlements over the past 5 years, nor are any discrimination complaints against the administration kept in the dark.
And there is no secrecy. If there is a claim brought, it's very easy to search County of Erie, and whether it's a state court filing or whether it's a federal court filing, it's very easy to know, what's going on in terms of claims against the county.
That proposal was tabled for further discussion. So, too, was a proposal that would ban the use of public dollars to pay out harassment settlements. Legislator Lynn Dixon called opposition to the idea mind-boggling.
I think given the times we're living in and given all the issues that are out there right now, to me it seemed somewhat of a no-brainer that you would support not using taxpayer funds for settlements involving cases of harassment or discrimination, certainly.
Democrats on the legislature's Finance and Management Committee say they support the principle, but legally the county could be at risk of a contempt charge if they refuse to resolve such cases. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.